Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Manning the Watch with Doc. I am Doc and I have to watch for the next hour. Well, Aileen's here.
Hello.
And Mr. Lauren Bliss is from the VFW. I know you're not the commander anymore. You're above the commander. I don't mean that in a bad way.
Basically the district commander, which is the commander of all the posts in Northern California.
Gotcha. Wow.
And then we have the Reading Post commander here also.
Don.
So, we kicked Dad and Frank out of the room this morning because it is 84 degrees in this room right now. There's no air conditioner in this building, so it's a little toasty this morning in the room. But thank you guys for coming. Thank you guys for coming. I know, Mr. Bliss, we've, reached out to you, a couple times. We've had dinner with you which was great. What Sue does over there at the Post, we live so far away, we have to plan those times to come to the dinners and everything. At that particular one, our son was with us. We just set him at the end, just sit there. Here's a phone. Keep yourself quiet for, 20 minutes.
So those were the VFW dinners that we often advertise or talk about at the show. It's usually $10. It was an amazing amount of food.
We took food home.
Oh, yeah. And I was really surprised because, but I was really surprised because it's been a while since we've been able to go. Yeah. They're just busy lives. But the last time we were there, there was so many people around.
Yeah. This last week, 60.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
See, that's awesome. Because, year and a half ago, 2 years ago, it wasn't. Like I said, I was there with Mr. Ortega and, I was happy to be there when they were trying to get all that going. And then you guys just really, really turned it all around there. And it's nice. We've talked about the building, the issues with the buildings in the past and, trying to find a new facility or staying there and whatnot. So later on in the show, we'll get into all of that. We have plenty of time. As Aileen says, we have an hour, but that hour will go by real quick.
Oh, yeah. But there's lots going on right now in our community, too. I mean, we've had another big fire.
Yeah, big scare here the last few days and out the 299 there. Still never heard how that one started. It started out, someone said it was a houseboat, and I was looking at it. I was like, well, that's a long way from the lake for it to start from a houseboat. But how many years now have you been here?
I've been here 7, and I looked at that fire from my balcony. I also looked at the fires the week before that came along ash and along dirt.
Gotcha.
And those were definitely set.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Yes. Yeah.
Which is crazy. Oh, gosh. Why?
And we do a lot of, when we go from Reading back home, because we're out Bowman Road, we do take that back road, not airport, but, Dersh and all of that by Haas Farms. So as soon as we heard that, we knew, we know right where that's at, and all, because we travel that back road a lot. Try to stay off the freeway as much as we can, because for work, we both have to go up and down the freeway. So, and right now, the freeway is a little crazy because of all of the construction and, no one understands it. 55 means 55-ish. I'm happy with 55-ish, but 80 through there is no.
Yeah. But I hear a lot of wrecks down there.
Oh, lots of them. I hear with the fire that the community said the alert system worked really well. So people got phone calls, text messages, and people were much better prepared to evacuate this time. So, we learned lessons.
Yes.
It's good when we've learned lessons and we follow through with, prevention for the future. So.
And I think, where we live out Bowman and then you've got Lake California the other direction from us, so much of the population right there does work and do all of their stuff up here in Shasta County that we kind of feel that's part of us. We're part of all of that. We had an accident on Bowman, was it yesterday, day before yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Day before.
And took out a pole, and we didn't have power for a couple hours. They did it a lot quicker than we thought of getting the old pole out and getting a new pole back in. But PG&E sent out the text messages to everybody, mm-hmm. and what was going on and how time frames and stuff. So that was nice. And that's come a long way, because a couple of years ago the power went out from someone hitting a pole, and it was out like almost all night long, and mm-hmm. you know, in the middle of the summer, you know.
Well, you worry too, because PG&E's plan is to cut off the power when there's a fire. Well, you also can't watch the news, and where we live, we don't have cell phone service. So for a while, you're like, okay, what happened? Should we be worried here? Did something start? And with all the fires that somebody's deliberately starting, you wonder, did it come closer to my house? So it's funny to see what happens. Everybody starts getting out of the house. A couple minutes later, everybody's getting in their cars. They're driving around trying to figure out what's going on. So we did get a text from PG&E, and ironically, where we live, though, we can't send texts.
Yeah.
We can get them.
You receive them.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
We always say it depends on which way the wind's blowing.
Yep.
You know, we'll randomly get uh-huh. a text. But also, if they shut the power off out there, we can't run our sprinklers to, you know, for our lawns and on
water.
Our roof.
No.
We don't have water. We don't have no power, no water. You know, so we've talked about, you know, putting an emergency generator, you know, I forget whatever company that is, you know, and it's something that we're going to do in the future. I at least want to be able to, you know, if the fire's far away from me and all of that ash is coming down, I at least like to, you know, prevent something from sparking up. But you never know. You never know.
Oh, very true. I have propane gasoline generators.
Yes.
So I know that whether the electricity goes off, I can still power my yeah. My well pumps, since I'm completely off grid.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's great. That's great. Yeah, we looked into getting a generator, and you know, you have to plan for those things, and you know, the size, and sometimes you have to even have it delivered here. We went to Home Depot, and it was like, whoa, this isn't an easy thing.
You
got to
get permits, you mm-hmm. got to put a slab in, you know, yeah. all that stuff. So,
and the bigger it is, the more gasoline
yeah.
or
yeah.
propane or propane, whatever you're using.
Yeah, we looked at the, because we've our propane tank would be about, I don't know, 50 feet from where it would be.
And then I'm pretty naive with this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm all like, so can it be outside? I mean, with our heat, what happens, you know?
It works.
And I know yeah. it does, but for me, it's like, can I get all the information before I make a decision? Because even those little simple questions, I don't know. And I want to be educated if I'm going to spend money on something that's supposed to protect my property.
Oh, Chuck Kinney over at Shasta Gas is a wonderful person to talk to.
Gotcha, mm-hmm. gotcha. Yeah, so, you know, and then if we're going to talk about disasters and stuff, we had the snowstorm last year. I don't know how hard it hit up on your property, but we had 14 inches out at our house. And the road that we live on, whole trees fell over. We couldn't get out of the road until some neighbors that live, we live on a dead-end road, and a couple of the guys at the end have big backhoes, and they went down there in their chainsaws and tobaccos, and they at least made a path big enough for cars to get out of. And they used their dozers, and they just scraped the roads off. Because if not, I mean, we went up, it was halfway up to your knee, and, you know, it was a shock.
Well, we were also thankful. We flagged one of them down, and they came into our property and dozed our driveway. Yeah. So we can at least get out of our driveway. So, yeah. Got a lot of good people that live out there.
Yes, yes. And
crazy
and, you
people
know,
too.
With that dog. Yeah, there's crazy people all over the place. And, you know, in the evening when you hear, you know, the shots being fired off, and then boom, all of a sudden it's like, oh, somebody hit a propane, you know, can or something out there. But we've got dogs and animals and stuff too. So when we have to evacuate, we have those to nothing like horses. Like, you know, what, was the Cowboy 911, you know, he's dealing with horses and livestock and stuff. But we can get all the dogs in her car if we have to. She probably won't be able to drive very fast with them, because the one will be on her lap. But.
Well, I know we got to go to break soon, but the best purchase we did was from Costco many years ago, and it's a soft crate. So you pop it open, and then mm-hmm. it's like a hard skeleton, but it's all soft. Yeah.
So, all right. Well, thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You'll never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like preventive care. Our physicians are committed to keeping you healthy with the right vaccines and wellness checks for your children. For seniors, we can review prescriptions to make sure you're on track. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc. And thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Well, we're back. We're back with Mr. Lauren Bliss, the district commander for the VFW. I know you were the commander for a short period of time over there, and then you moved up into the district chair.
Exactly. Never let a good deed go unpunished.
Exactly. Wow, that's our sentiment, exactly. So, as the district commander, what do you focus on and what would you like the listeners to know?
Well, what I basically do is I inspect and keep all of the posts following the VFW guidelines.
Gotcha.
Of course, the VFW is an interesting group. There's approximately 1.2 million members of the VFW in the United States and surrounding territories. Yeah. It's a very amazing group. They do think they are the largest lobbyist for veterans organizations in the United States. They have a major lobbying group in D.C. They are a group that, how would you best say this, where many charities unfortunately take a majority of the money. With the VFW, 97 cents out of every dollar goes directly to the efforts that they are working on. So most of our people are volunteers all the way up through mm-hmm. the state level. You know, people, want to give, they care, but they also want to make sure that what they're giving is honestly going out to the purposes for which they were giving. And that's one thing that the VFW is very good at. We're good at researching the need to determine that it is a true and realistic need, because unfortunately sometimes that isn't the case. Mm-hmm. And then we have service officers that basically are well trained to go out and make sure that we provide the necessary
support.
Support. Yeah, yeah, that's a good way to
put it. So I know, because I'm a member of VFW, but can you explain to everybody who is eligible and how you become a member of the VFW?
To become a member of the Veterans of Foreign Wars, you must have been in a foreign war and in that was active in conflict. Now, we also have an auxiliary, which you simply must have had some member of your family which was a veteran, period.
Yes. And if they want to become a member, they can just come into the post?
Yeah, come into the post, say hi, just get to talk to the people, see if you're comfortable with it. You know, a couple of misconceptions, and I've been in with the VFW for slightly over 7 years. One of them is that everybody sits in there and tells war stories. I haven't heard a good war story yet.
But I've heard we were sitting over to, I walked in with my son, and it was the weekend of the rodeo or the parade or whatever. And my son was Boy Scout, and he was selling, his fundraiser was the beef sticks. And we walked in there, I don't know, he had 50 or so, 60, and he was super shy, wouldn't say anything. You know, he's 12. Sue grabbed a hold of him, started to say something to a couple of people, and then when some people started putting out a couple of dollars, then his little salesman kicked in and his smile and all, and you know, and it went off because everybody was all like, okay, this is a scout. He's trying to get himself to go to camp. Everybody rallied around him. If he had had more, he would have bought more.
Yeah.
You know, he would have sold more. But not one single person was in there saying war stories. Everybody was just talking about whatever was going on. The parade was going on, and the Marine Corps, the riders were in there, and everybody was just talking. It wasn't war stories. It was just...
It was camaraderie,
fellowship. Yeah, right. We were just talking. I don't drink. I was drinking a Pepsi, you know, and then they just took our son right in. Everybody was happy to help him because they knew, you know, he's a scout. He's working. He's trying to do something. So it was really nice to see that everybody was supportive with one another. It's not. I think you're correct. I think a lot of the misconception is, you know, you've got the. We're always going to have the inter-service rivalry, but that's between us. Like I always said, I can give you a hard time for being in the Army. You can give me a hard time for being in the Navy. That's me and you. But anybody outside of those bubbles give us a hard time.
We were in the service.
Yes, we were. You know, then everything changes. But I don't hear anybody say war stories.
No.
That may have been something in the past, or two guys arguing over, you know, who did what or I did more or whatnot.
Exactly. There's as many people drinking Cokes as there are drinking alcohol.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
yes.
I have to say that, Don, I was really surprised when we went to the dinner and the guy that was singing, holy moly, he was pretty good.
He's really good, yeah.
Does he sing all the time or
– He tries to. Sue will bring him in, and he is very good at what he does.
Oh, I was impressed. We actually—I
thought it was music. I thought somebody was playing music. I didn't, because when I came in, I darted around the corner so fast. I didn't realize it was a guy standing there singing and all. And when he coughed or something, and I turned and looked, and that's when I realized, whoa, there's actually a guy standing there.
Yeah. You know? But it's so different. It made it where it's not a bar. It was. A nice atmosphere. It was different, and he was so good.
And there's butts and seats in the right way. People were at the bar. People were sitting in the Lauren, where we sat down with you. There was another couple that was sitting on the table with
sure.
us, and we talked to them. Well, that one thing fell on the one lady. Yeah. Where you know we're talking to her, and you know everybody was just there to have a nice time and you know just. Communicate with one another, you know.
Exactly. By the way, it's 1251 Orchard Street, and for reference, it's right next to Woody's Brewery on Orchard Street.
It's Oregon Street.
Oregon.
Yeah.
So, John, when are the meetings?
It's the first Wednesday of every month.
Gotcha. First Wednesday. But you can go in anytime and kind of meet everybody.
Oh, anytime.
The doors open at noon, if I remember right.
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock. Oh, that's even better. It's right before the lunch rush then. Mm-hmm. And I've gone in a couple of times and had a hot dog and, you know, and stuff. I'd rather go there than, you know, McDonald's or somewhere
well,
like that.
Well, sometimes the doorbell kind of intimidates me, you know, because you're like, okay, well, I can't just go in. I got to be rung in. But I get it. I get why.
Yeah.
You know?
You know why.
Yeah. You don't want just anybody off the street coming in, right?
Well, the ABC, the Alcohol Control Board, you must have a stopgap.
Yes.
And it's just a procedure that we have to follow. Mm-hmm.
And I think it's good, too, because if somebody goes up and tries to open the door and they don't belong to the VFW, that's kind of a quick reminder. It's like, okay, well, you know, the door's closed. It's not closed to the world. It's just closed. It keeps anybody from just walking in. And there's a big old sign right there that says, push the buzzer, you know, push the little thing. And, you know, you can hear it, you know, and all.
Because if you belong in there, you know, they're gonna buzz you in, and then they're gonna see, okay, you look like you belong here. And if they don't know who you are, they're probably gonna come up and say, hi, how are you? Welcome.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, all our bartenders are young ladies that volunteer their time, and they just so late at night, if they're closing late, one officer will go down and make sure.
Yeah.
There's
nobody
good.
In the street.
Yeah. And, yeah, because when the sun goes down, that is a rough little part of town
you
over there.
You never know when they're showing up.
Yeah.
Well, thankfully, though, it is next to Woody's, and Woody's is very busy, so it's not like there's bad people hanging around there. But I can see them trying to clean up after everybody's left. You know, they're still working. They still got to clean up, put stuff away.
Yeah, they do.
It's for their comfort as much as it's for the real issue.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And then you guys just had the construction right next door there. They redid that, I don't know what we would call that, you know, the power
station
right there, you know. But they did a nice job on there. They put that nice wall up there, and you know, instead of just a chain link fence. But every time I went over there, that end of the road was all, you couldn't get down there, so parking got a little cramped. And I drive a big truck, and I know you guys drive trucks too, so you kind of have to think ahead a little bit when you're driving a big truck of where I'm going to park. When we're driving her little car, I can zip in anywhere, you know. So unless there's a curb involved, and then I don't care. That's why I drive a big truck. I don't worry about curbs. So, but no, I like what's going on over there. And I found last year when I was doing my work study there, I found a binder that had pictures in it of when they were building the bar and where the bar actually came from somewhere else. And when they redid the front of the building and stuff, and Sue and I looked at that, and it was some of the older guys that had been there. They were looking at faces going, oh, you know, he's passed, but he's still with us, and he moved here, he moved there and whatnot. So it was a nice little, you could see the bar before they put the coins on the top of it. It was still just raw wood and all. So it was kind of nice little pictures.
Are you saying more than me? I've never seen that book.
It's a blue binder. It's in there somewhere. I found it. So it's in there somewhere.
I like the pin wall or displays because there's multiple of them. Mm-hmm. And it's nice when we bring our son there and he can see that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of history to those pins as well. But to a kid, they're just cool pins. And so it's great to be able to show him all that stuff.
Well, one of the things that neither Aileen or I ever got into was coins. All of our duty stations and all. And I never really got into coins. But, you know, we've got some buddies that, holy moly, they've got coins. Everywhere they go, they get coins. I'm like, I don't have time to mess with all of that stuff. But and all. But, well, we're going to take another quick break. And we'll come back. Then, Don, we're going to get you to talk a little bit more. Okay. And well, thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at
KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Our title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee, snacks, and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Kund for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Mother, tell your children not to look. Welcome back to Manning the Watch with Doc, and thank you for coming back to KCNR, your talk radio. A little dancing in the morning never hurt anybody, huh? I know the guys on the other side of the table here are like, what? Yeah, different generation of music. So, Don, what do you want to tell the world about your post? Because you're the commander now.
Yeah, I'm pretty new at this, so we need younger people, younger generation come in. And we're getting them. They're coming in 3 or 4 a month. And if that proves out, our club will do a lot better.
Yeah.
But anybody can come into our club and sign in and visit. And so it's open.
And I like that, to be able, anyone can come in, you can just come in and visit and talk. There's always somebody over there who's willing to talk and listen. And you
very,
know,
yeah. Very. There's a lot of people that enjoy talking to.
It seems like every time I go in now, Goldie's behind the bar. Like, I don't know if I'm just hit the same day that she's there, but Goldie seems to always be there. And she knows me by name, you know, and I walk in, and most everybody over there just calls me Doc. And
well, one day, and she'll know your name.
Yes, yeah, she's good at what she does. And
those are skills. I don't have those skills.
I don't have the patience to deal with, you know.
Well, we got four young ladies there now, and all of them are really, really personable.
Yeah, and that's good. And that's part of that camaraderie and talking to, because if there isn't anybody, there's only one or two people there, when they're not busy, they like to talk too, and they like to have conversations with people, because that's how you get to know, you know, folks and all. Because I think Goldie knows I don't drink, so I'm just going to get a Pepsi or a Coke, or, you know, I'm not uber picky. I don't care which one, you know, and get it and do my thing and move on, you know.
I drink a lot of water in there.
A lot of water in there. I like going in. Frank's sitting out in the main room here at the station, but I go in there when I see Frank's car. I like going and give him a hard time.
Everybody follows them flags, you know.
We call it the float.
Yes.
Yeah, we call it the
Frank's
float.
Float.
Frank's float and all. But I'll tell you guys something. He's out there and all. When Frank got out of the Army way back in the day, I was Frank's boss for about a year, or maybe about a year and a half.
Oh, yeah.
And
you were back in the Civil War?
No. What was the last one we said? We keep moving the war back. I think we said War of 1812 last time. And then I think Dad said something about with Hannibal going over the mountains, you know, and something like that. So
my granddad, he was in the Boxer Rebellion. So.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's quite a while back.
Well, I think there's some stories in the Old Testament of the Bible that it says Frank in it.
Frank's there.
Frank's there taking pictures.
Yeah.
But, you know, we give Frank, we can razz Frank a little bit because he'll give it right back. He won't do it on air, but he'll give it right back.
He's really good at it.
Yeah. But everybody knows him and he knows everybody, so it's easy to. Frank is one of those little bits of glue that is holding our veterans community together. He does connect a lot. There's a couple of guys in the community that do that connect a few dots, you know, around him. And as you were saying, Don, more and more younger guys coming in, some of those guys, young men and women, will eventually move on to be that, you know. That's what we're hoping for. Yeah, I got out in 2008, but I didn't go in until I was 30. So I'm older than my peers. I'm a lot older. I was older than my staff sergeants, you know, and all. So I'm older, but I am in that group of right now, the guys that are still, you know, getting in and out, coming in and out. So except for the Navy, they've changed their uniforms again.
Did they change it?
Yeah, they went away from the blues and they went to a green. I don't think they call it a digi pattern anymore, but they went to a kind of a green-brown pattern. So
I just have nightmares of white polyester. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you know, 6 years of white polyester, who thinks white is okay? Just no. No.
Well,
so really anything is better than white polyester.
Well, they unfortunately they still have their dress whites and all, but they don't have the working whites and the all, we call it the Johnny Cash outfit, the all black with the little thin black tie. So, but that's fine. But it's nice to hear that you guys have some, you know, modern warfare guys, you know, men and women coming in.
Actually, three of our newest officers are under 40. About six of the newest members that have come in just in the last two or three weeks have been under 40. Yeah. So there is a transition going on at this time.
And that's nice because 5 years ago, 6 years ago, it almost felt like we were drying up, you know, and not just in Reading, but, you know, across the board and on. It's nice to see that's starting to, you know, it's all circular, cyclical, you know, it's coming back around to that.
Well, David and I, we've had this conversation before, but, you know, sometimes organizations need to do something different to attract the younger crowd. Now, I don't think I've ever heard any VFW doing kind of the dinners that you guys do. Maybe they do. I don't know. But I've only heard about you guys doing it and the way you do it. And so, you know, what can you do to bring younger people in? And it's very different. The generations are very different. You have 30 and 40-year-olds, for example, that love playing video games. But I don't know a lot of people your generation that sit at home and play video games. So having that forefront to say, hey, you know what, let's have a video game competition and get people in the door to do that and do some prizes, you know, that's what would attract someone that's younger in, where, you know, maybe not the norm, you know, status quo isn't getting people in. So you almost have to think outside the box.
You're exactly right. And another thing, we had the old standard uniform, the funny little hat.
Yeah.
I shouldn't call it a funny little hat.
Yeah.
And the white shirt with the tie and the black pants and the black shoes. Well, we've got a nice polo shirt that we're going to start getting now, with a nice discreet little VFW patch on it, maybe a light yellow or something like that. I keep saying we maybe should have some fedora hats like they wore in Indiana Jones. put a little VFW sign up on.
Well,
but yeah, the younger
with
people.
With the American Legion, we went to
exactly.
Blue polos and a cap.
Yes.
And it had the,
yes.
And then we would just get the, you know, it was Durham, California, and we'd put
sure.
our, you know, officer's pin on it, and instead of wearing, we have inappropriate names for those other covers. But yeah.
Yes, exactly.
But I didn't mention
those.
Yeah, but we had those. We all have them in our truck in a cool little bag, because if you go to Sacramento or you go to a district thing, you know, you still have to have those. But the here, right here, I don't want to wear that. And I know we were all in the military, and I know we still have to have some semblance of order in the meetings and stuff. But I've been to a VFW meeting. The reason I didn't go back is it was so staunch. It was so, just to get up and just to.
Orchestrated.
Yes, that's great. And it was very. It made me uncomfortable, and I was only out for like a year or two at that point, and I was still, you know, like, I don't want to do that anymore. So it's nice to hear that we're kind of going away from that a little bit. It's still there for the ceremonial reasons and whatnot.
Sure.
But right here, we can wear polo shirts and throw a cap on. Throw your Marine Corps, Army, Navy hat on or something and call it good.
I just ordered 12 cowboy hats.
You can wear a cowboy hat, and I'll stand next to you wearing mine.
But our new state commander, Michael Kuznick, is a biker.
Oh, yeah?
He was a gunner on a Black Hawk helicopter, and he was a dog trainer.
You had said before we went on the air that the national commander is a corpsman?
Doc Schmidt is a corpsman.
So that for Aileen and I, that means, you know, more because we're corpsmen, so that's good. That's good, but it's nice to know that we're moving away from so much of the staunch, you know, like when I was working down in Chico, I went to the American Legion, and they had started that. They had started moving away, and I still have my polo shirts and stuff.
Sure, so you can still have discipline and control without having regimentation.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
With certain exceptions, of course. There's always going to be those times.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm a Mason also, and Masons are very, 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 there's no changing there, you know. I was raised before, so I do the long form, and then after people came in after me, you know, they get to do the short form, and it's a decision. You can do the short form or the long form. But when you go to a state, you know, or I was in D.C. way back in 2012, and I went to visit a lodge, and I was, wow. It was like, holy moly, this makes our stuff look, you talk about regimented. it was impressive. So, it's not, I like the fact that you're making it a little more comfortable not mm-hmm. removing the rules or the regs or anything. We're just making them more comfortable when people can come in and on. I was in there, and a gentleman had his service dog with him, and he whatever he did with the dog, he took the vest off of him, and he let the dog be free. Mm-hmm. You know, and man, everybody loved on that dog for like a half an hour or so.
We're going into major training of service dogs, primarily because our new commander did that during his military career.
So we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about what we got coming up at the VFW and everything, and events or anything. So thank you for listening to Manning the Watch on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Have you been involved in any type of accident? Bring it to Mako and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. Bring it to Mako here in Reading and get a professional paint job. Mako also has interest-free loans for up to year OAC. Mako, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992. Call Mako for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work is backed by the National Mako Warranty. Right now, buy a one-year extended warranty, get an extra year free. Or buy a two-year warranty and get an extra year free. Mako, America's Body Shop. Stop by your local Mako at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh, better call Mako, 226-0992.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their lives. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Welcome back to Manning the Watch on KCNR, your talk radio. Thank you very much, Jared, for that. And well, we've been talking a lot about the VFW, some changes that have gone on over there, and how to become a member and all that. But what, Don, what do we have coming up event-wise or fundraiser?
Well, tomorrow morning we have a breakfast coming in. It's from... I believe 9 o'clock till 12, and be $5. It's a nice
breakfast. Well, what kind of stuff are you guys serving?
Oh, they'll have eggs, toast, potatoes.
Pancakes.
Pancakes.
Say bacon.
Bacon.
I don't know if they're cooking any bacon. They might, but I didn't see any bacon.
All right. You might be losing me.
No. They're pictures.
Gotcha.
I always tell people, don't let their little skinny body over there fool you. She eats me under the table.
I do.
And I weigh almost 250 pounds, and she eats me under the table.
We go to a restaurant, I'll finish my meal, and I'll finish his off for him.
Help him out.
At the dinner, we were sitting down with you. She ate the rest of my tractor. I didn't even get to finish. She ate the rest of it.
And, well, I think it's the 7th we're having one of them barrel chicken and, and beef.
Yeah. Some of the best chicken you will ever have in your life. I'm not sure how he does it, but I'm going to learn.
And that's only $10.
Yeah.
So
I like the fact that you guys are doing things like that and consistently. There's you lose people when you do a tri-tip dinner and then you don't do anything for a while and then randomly something pops up again. But if you're doing something,
it needs to be scheduled,
kind of consistent and scheduled. Holiday seasons are always, you know, the silly season and everybody is doing something during the holidays. But the rest of the year, if you're just kind of moseying through and you're doing something consistent, people start to do that. We were saying I belong to the Masonic Lodge out in Old Shasta. They do a pancake breakfast all the time, you know, and then they do Old Shasta, you know, the whole little city there where the blacksmith is and, you know, the rangers are out there and they're taking you through the little museums and talking to you. They're doing their pancake breakfast during that. So you can consistently know, if you know which weekend that is, that every month that they do that, then you know you can go get breakfast over there as well.
Well, we do the steak dinner every month.
Yeah.
Once time every month.
Yeah. And that we've been to the steak dinner a couple of times.
Well, what we had a friend that we took to a lunch once. And he was astonished of how much food he got. And
he's not a vet. A neighbor friend of ours who needed to get out.
Yes.
He was becoming staying inside all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, they cooked the steak and then they got baked potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody else brings in something. So
we worked that with Hank.
Yes,
once,
we did.
We?
Yeah.
Yeah, we worked it with Hank. Yeah. I remember that. And we bought pies or something. Yeah.
One of the other things we do as a group, we've been very fortunate in having donors. For instance, Shameless O'Leary's had a fundraiser for us a month ago. Blue Dog RV. Right now, Pages Printing is having a 30-day event to culminate on the 30th of this month. On the 30th, there's going to be food, there's going to be drink, there's going to be raffles, with some very nice prizes provided by many of the businesses here in town.
And that's the Fill the Hat event.
That's the Fill the Hat event, yes.
Yeah, and I like that. We did that where I used to work. Aileen and I, Aileen always helped with their fundraisers, and we did a Fill the Hat tri-tip thing, and man, we got... We compared it to the fireman Fill the Boot.
Fill the Boot.
And as soon as people started finding out, man, they were coming through. It was $5, $10, you know.
Well, we found during Christmas season a couple of years ago, it was a military boot stocking, but it sat upright on its own. So that was our Fill the Boot thing. Yeah. And, you know, if you walk around and you talk to people, and it's easy to get people to donate a couple of bucks. So you have to be proactive at it. You can't just have a boot there and hope people put money in there.
Especially when they know what that is going to.
Yeah.
The agency I worked for. That's what I did, is I walked around and talked to people like what we're doing with that money.
Yeah.
And 100% of the proceeds from that went back into helping homeless veterans. There was no overhead because I was already being paid. You know, from the agency. So, I was salary. It didn't matter. My pay didn't come out of that money. So I could tell people 100% of that went, you know. So that was always nice.
And
so
that's the way we do it also.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, you know, people, they're not always fully informed of what's going on. And even if you go to a fundraiser, you're like, okay, I'm going to a fundraiser at the VFW. You go because it's the VFW, but you don't always know where your money goes. What exactly do they do with this money? And so having people like you guys that people can approach and talk to and get more information makes me want to donate more.
Yeah.
Or at least it makes me feel a little bit more secure that my donation is going to be used for, you know, the greater good.
Well, we do the poppy thing too.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that really helps, and that strictly goes to veterans, period. Mm-hmm. It just
We went into the Sportsman's Warehouse, I think, last year. And
yeah,
they
I
were,
was there.
Yeah, they were out in front of that. So, but like with Aileen and I, you know, our son's a scout. And all of these years that he's been in scouting, because he started out, he was Cub Scout, you know, and all that. We do fundraising for him to go to camp. Well, this year, starting this school year, we're not going to do any fundraising through scouts. We're doing it as a family, and you know, he's evolving into, you know, no more selling popcorn and beef sticks and all that. He's going to work on the property to earn money to go to camps and whatnot, because he's getting to that age now. And you know, trying to instill some different, you know, evolving in values. Now you know the value of selling those things, and you get the money to go to camp. Now you're going to actually work. You know, you're going to mow the lawn. You're going to do, you know, whatever it is.
Well, we've been really fortunate. We have a neighbor that saves all his recycling for us. And so that's my son's job. He goes over there. He gets the recycling. You know, it's cans, so we crush everything at home. And that's the money that he knows. Hey, you need to save this for summer camp. And so it's just because, as you guys all know, sometimes fundraising takes a toll, especially on kids, you know, and he doesn't mind doing it because he knows what the end goal is, but you know, it's hours and hours
but
and hours.
You said something earlier, Aileen, and Lauren, I think you had agreed with it. It's the same five of us doing the fundraisers.
Yes.
I mean, five is just an arbitrary number, but it's the same core group of doing the fundraisers. But having those newer members coming in, you can kind of you
it
just can't throw
group,
it throw it at them right away. But you can kind of slowly bring them in and all, because eventually they're the ones that are going to be doing it.
We're losing the older guys. Yeah. We're losing a few in the last couple months.
Yeah,
and it hurts everything.
Yeah. So, but we're really tricky people also. Mm-hmm. So the crusher, we call it the Wesley crusher and all. And
so it becomes,
you know,
fun for our son, even though he's working.
It,
yeah.
And also we've got a system now with him moving the cans and getting them in and out. And we're, you know, 12-year-old fingers sometimes aren't as fast as adult fingers. So I got to make sure I don't squish a hand, but you know, he does it. And then as a parent, you like to see that he's at that point right now. I'll do that, Dad. I'll do that. Okay. Well, good to go. Then you go do that. And I'll just remember to brush your teeth and wipe your butt. And when you get in the shower, I want you to come out with at least get your hair wet, you know, but we still know it's not clean, you know.
Well, we also know that as he gets to the point where he has to work on his Eagle Scout project, he has to go out into the community to ask for donations for his project.
Yeah.
And that's on him. So we can, of course, support him, drive him, help him with his, you know, spiel that he has to say. But at 13 years old, he's going to go out into the community and ask for donations. And so we don't want to be like, okay, you have to be fundraising every single year for summer camps and for the activities. And now let's add to that, you have to go and fundraise for your Eagle Scout project. So, you know, we're trying to take some away, knowing that in the next year or so, we're going to have to kind of go back into asking for donations. And asking for donations is very different than selling a product, you know?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Yes, because he's got to go, you know, to VFWs, you know, and wherever else at some of those funds and people that support Scout.
As I mentioned to you earlier, we have a Scout of the Year program. We also get into programs such as one called Voice of Democracy, which is a 3 to 5 minute written and audio dissertation patriotic, democratic concepts. Mm-hmm. We also have one of the largest children's homes in the United States. And then we take from that and come all the way down, and if someone needs money to pay for their cell phone or needs a ride from Weed back down to Reading because someone left them up there. Handicap access. It varies from the national level all the way down to the post level.
I know not too long ago, it could have been a couple of years ago by now. It's that whole 15 minutes, it's been 2.5 hours thing. I know we did a wheelchair ramp at someone's house, you know, and a whole bunch of folks just showed up. My truck has a generator built into it, so showed up, plugged tools into it. Everybody just started cutting away and built it. And, you know, because he had cement steps, but he had to have help get from a wheelchair from the bottom up to the top third or fourth step to get into a wheelchair to go into his, you know, his place. You know, we put a thing in there. So, well, that's the end of the show. I told you it'll come quick. It's an hour, but it'll come quick.
Can you tell us one more time the address?
It's 1251 Orchard Row Street.
Oregon.
Yeah. I keep saying Orchard.
It's
Orchard.
Right next to.
There we go. right next to Woody's Brewery.
Woody's Brewery.
Can't miss Woody's.
Yeah, no. You can't miss Woody's.
Except on Monday, they're not open.
No. And that's some good parking for us.
So then they can go right over to the VFW instead. Yeah.
Well, I want to thank everybody for listening to Manning the Watch. And thank you for listening to KCNR 96.5. You have the watch until next week.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.